Hey, good evening, everybody. We have got the latest Diddy news, but also in 20-something minutes, we've got ex-Marine Captain Matthew Ho coming on. He's just come back from Gaza, and he's going to be talking about the prospect of World War III. We had him on about 2 months ago, part one, and he's coming back for part two because so much has happened with the escalation with Russia and Ukraine and the threat of nuclear war. And then that's 8 o'clock UK, 9 o'clock UK. We've got a survivor. I was at an event in London a couple of weeks ago, Paul Stevens, and a bunch of survivors spoke out for the first time. Pre-recorded. That's coming, premiering at 9. So we've got several headlines here. We've got some Leonardo DiCaprio stuff. We've got Joe Rogan commenting on the Diddy case, but we've got a story that's just come out 40 minutes ago here in the UK. And this story is top designer claims Diddy dangled her off a 17th floor story balcony and threatened to unalive her until Cassie Ventura stopped him. Wow. All right, let's get deeper into this. Brianna Barna Bongolan, BBB, she sued Diddy for $10 million, claiming he also SA'd her and detailed his frequent alleged the bad things he was doing to his then-girlfriend, Cassie. I've got to be extra careful what I'm saying because we have had a situation. That's all I'm going to say. The artist lawsuits filed in LA claim the near-death experience was on September 26, 2016, after one of Diddy's notorious freak-offs. BBB was not involved in the freak-off, but Cassie's own lawsuit filed last November recalled the incident was after she was forced to have carnal relations with a male person of the night, let's just say, a worker. Quote, the only purpose of dangling someone over a balcony is to actually unalive them or to intentionally terrorize them and rob them of any concept of dominion over their own bodily autonomy and safety. This is in BBB's lawsuit. It should be no surprise that is exactly what happened to B. Just going to shorten it to B for the sake of brevity. However, B refuses to allow this fear to control the rest of her life and brought the lawsuit to force Diddy to take responsibility for the trauma he allegedly inflicted. We've always got to add, there's a presumption of innocence. Did his pre-trial. He says he's going to go to court and beat all this. The lawsuit explained that B and her then-girlfriend were sleeping in a bedroom of Cassie's apartment when Diddy woke them up violently, banging on the door. He was drunk after the freak-off, and before he eventually forced his way in, she got her girlfriend to hide in the bathroom. B retreated to the balcony, only for Diddy to storm over to her, roughly grab her and, here, her upper mammary glands, as she tried to fight him off and tell him to leave, she claimed. He then grabbed her armpits and lifted her onto the banister while screaming, "Do you know what the F you did?" Over and over, the lawsuit claims. He immediately lifted her up higher and higher over the 17th floor balcony of Cassie's apartment with only Diddy's grip, keeping her from falling to her death. Cassie heard the commotion, came out of her locked bedroom and screamed at him to stop, pointing out B could hear everything. Quote, recognizing the threat of so many witnesses to his assault, Diddy pulled B back over the balcony, the lawsuit claims. But he did not release her. in a last fit of violence, he slammed Ms. B onto the balcony's patio furniture, including a table. Cassie's lawsuit referenced the incident as one of Diddy's many alleged incidents during their relationship, detailing how he lifted a woman over the balcony like a child, quote. Ms. Ventura and her friends were scared of Mr. Combs' erratic behavior, but Ms. Ventura was heavily sedated because of the substances she took to participate in the freak-off, and therefore was unable to respond to Mr. Combs' terrifying behavior. The lawsuit claims the incident proves she was correct to fear Mr. Combs and has resulted in deep and lasting harm. His outrageous and abhorrent conduct violated Ms. B's fundamental dignity, bodily autonomy, and sense of safety. This event was the culmination of a series of threats, intimidation, and violence that colored many of Ms. B's interactions with Mr. Combs from the day she met him. The lawsuit details those threats over the months leading up to the balcony incident. So B met Diddy after she became close friends with Cassie in 2014 when they worked together at Diamond Supply Co., a popular skate shop in LA. She was a, quote, quintessential starving artist at the time and thought meeting Diddy would lead to a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to collaborate. For a time, it did. B worked on designing the Bad Boy Entertainment jackets, album covers, music videos, and a clothing line for Cassie. But she also experienced violence and abuse firsthand in professional settings, including witnessing Diddy's frequent abuse of Cassie. B claimed she saw Cassie with black eyes and other bruises Diddy gave her, and that he would show up at her home and angrily bang on the door and accuse other men of trying to F his woman. In one fight, B claimed to witnesses, Diddy threw a large kitchen knife at Ms. Ventura, who, acting in self-defense, threw one back at him. He also threatened B directly, including screaming, I'm the mofoing devil! Inches from her face during a photo shoot, lawsuit claims. You have no idea what I could do to you. I can unalive you, lawsuit claims. B claims that she took the threat seriously due to this disturbing actions she saw him inflict on Cassie, hearing that he blew up allegedly, Kid Cudi's car after he slept with Cassie, and a rumor that Diddy skinned a rival's dog. And that's a quote. Mr. Combs threats that he was the mofoing devil and that he could unalive her were intended to terrorize, intimidate, and instill fear, the lawsuit claims. Therefore, when he forcibly grabbed her here and dangled her from a balcony and battered her, she reasonably believed that Mr. Combs was making good on his threats. B is one of 30 who have so far filed suits against Diddy, accusing him of horrific R words and SA. Busby's got 120 lined up, and many more are on the way. We have to always add Diddy is denying any wrongdoing, both in his criminal charges and the lawsuits. He did settle with Ventura for $30 million. His lawyers are telling Rolling Stone and Deadline that he firmly denies B's claims. Quote, anyone has the right to file a lawsuit regardless of the evidence they may or may not have. Since last year, Ms. B has expressed an intention to sue Mr. Combs and has sought legal representation to pursue her claims. Mr. Combs firmly denies these serious allegations and remains confident they will ultimately be proven baseless. And B continued to work with Cassie on her clothing line till July 2018, and they collaborated again in November and December last year. All right, so if you've just joined us now, we've got over 1,500 watching across all platforms. Thank you for tuning in. We've got, in 15 minutes, we've got ex-Marine Captain Matthew Ho coming in. He's just got back from Gaza. He's going to be talking about the possibility of nuclear war. And then an hour after that, we've got the Paul Stevens event, pre-recorded, the survivors telling their story. So we've got a good 2+ hours of content to go tonight. We've got 3 Diddy stories to get through in the next 15 minutes. We've got a Joe Rogan one. We've got a Leonardo DiCaprio one. And I can also go over some of the bail stuff as well, because I didn't cover that because I was at school on Friday. All right, so we'll do Rogan next, because this one's just been reported today too. And it says, Joe Rogan has addressed the rumors surrounding Jamie Foxx's mysterious 2023 hospitalization and its alleged connection to Diddy. So, as you guys know, we have been discussing this on the channel for months now. The speculation gained traction following reports that Fox made comments about Diddy during the filming of his upcoming Netflix series. On the Joe Rogan Experience, Rogan and his comedian guests, Shane, Mark, and Ari, discussed the topic. Rogan acknowledged the possibility that Fox's remarks could be part of a stand-up routine, but also expressed uncertainty about the true nature of the situation. Quote, Jamie Foxx just recently said that Diddy poisoned him, and that's why he got that stroke. He talked about it on stage. He talked about it on his Netflix special. And then Diddy delved deeper. Rogan delved deeper, referencing the rumors surrounding potential criminal activities linked to Diddy. Bro, I think there was some crazy beep going on. I think murders, alleged murders, a bunch of people got pneumonia, a bunch of convenient people died of pneumonia. And then Normand added, Fox said, I didn't have a heart attack because of the injection. It was Diddy shutting me up. Rogan referenced a Mail report which claimed that 2 audience members at Fox's Netflix special taping reported hearing the actor say Diddy was responsible for his hospitalization and that Fox had contacted the FBI about Diddy. While discussing the possibility that Fox's comments were part of a comedy routine, Rogan remained open to multiple interpretations. It's possible. That's totally possible. But it's also possible he was explaining why he went to the hospital and he hasn't talked about it since. And Rogan concluded the discussion by emphasizing the need to wait for the release of the Netflix special to gain clarity on the situation. We won't know until we see the actual Jamie Foxx Netflix special. The podcast episode's out comes nearly 1 month after 3 eyewitnesses who attended the tapings of Jamie's special, What Had Happened Was, told Page Six. He discussed claims that Diddy caused the medical emergency. 2 of them claimed that Fox said Diddy was responsible for what happened to him and that he is the one who called the FBI on Combs, who's currently in prison, awaiting trial, as we know. A source close to Diddy is saying there is no truth to Diddy putting Jamie Foxx in hospital. And that brings us to Big Homie CC, because when we had Big Homie CC on, he said he'd come down with the pneumonia, anthrax, whatever it was, 3 times. There have been numerous attempts on him. And look at all of the other people. It's not just Cassie. It's not just Kim Porter. Kim Porter's ex in the book. Kim Porter's book, she wrote about her ex coming down with this and she attributed it to Diddy and said it was a method that he did employ. So there's just so much circulating weight of the evidence. So yeah, Big Homie told Page Six his claims are based on hearing Fox describe the story at 2 of his comedy show tapings, which Big Homie said he attended with a client, and videographer Choke No Joke revealed he attended 2 of the Fox 3 shows on October 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Alliance Theatre. Quote, Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix called What Had Happened Was, and I went to the taping of it. It was 3 days taping. I went to the first show. I went to the last show. This was an interview with Comedy Hype. Choke claimed Fox said during the tapings that Diddy was responsible for what happened to him, and Fox is the one who called the FBI on Combs. And people are wondering whether these will be included in the final cut of the special. When asked if the comments were made as a joke, Choke said, I don't think he was joking. Put a one in the chat if you'd like us to get Choke on the channel. Put a two if you wouldn't. Continuing the quote, y'all can determine was he joking or not when you see the show, because to me, I'm a new comedian, right? I know when somebody's setting up a punchline, and I know when you're serious. After Fox said that he did something to me, he said, and I'm the one who called the feds on him, Choke restated, adding that Fox might have done so because he was scared. He disappeared, right? He out now. As soon as Puff went to jail, right? We've seen him at the game with the Dallas Cowboys owner. We haven't seen him. As soon as Puff went to jail, Fox was at the goddamn Dallas football game, right? And now he just went and shot his special. And who's the special strongly based around? Diddy. Choke claimed Fox and Diddy appeared to be bros until something allegedly caused a rift between them. All right, we're going to go over to the Leonardo DiCaprio stuff that is being reported. And this relates to big homie CC again. Quote, he'll buy that beep before it ever comes out. Leonardo DiCaprio is allegedly on Diddy tapes. Celebrity bodyguard hits the Oscar winner with serious allegations. Summary is, big homie made allegations claiming Leo's on the tapes. And, you know, I've got to say, Leo's denied this. He's put out a statement, etc. Big homie addressed concerns about the tapes being deep fakes, stating that CCTV footage is harder to fake due to time stamping and pixel quality. And these allegations have caused controversy, theories with Leo and Diddy facing intense scrutiny amidst the claims. So, while Diddy is spending time behind bars, his friend Leo is facing a rampage of allegations and theories against himself being embroiled in the Diddy matter. And this has been increased after big homie CC hit Leo with some serious allegations. With Diddy under scrutiny over the malfeasant behavior, Leo is now sharing the limelight with him, saying that DiCaprio is on the tapes as well. In a confessions clip uploaded by Real Life Productions, big homie was asked if Leo was seen on the tapes that the record executive allegedly seems to have. So this big homie CC said, yeah, but he'll buy that beep before it ever comes out, because they pass. And that's the thing. Like, you know, they pass certain laws, like that revenge beep law. That ain't about no only OF models, bro. That's for situations like these, bro. So it's worth noting that while this interview with the bodyguard came out, an alleged footage of Leo reportedly attending one of the white parties has made rounds on the internet. It's on Matt Wallace on Rumble. Plus, in his 73 Questions with Vogue interview on YouTube, the record producer spoke about the Revolutionary Road actor's name, Leo, when asked about who was the number one guest on the invitation list of his wife's white parties. It would appear Leo and Diddy were allegedly in cahoots all along. That's what people are theorizing. Coming back to these alleged tapes that seem to have Leo on them, there's still the doubt that with the constantly developing technology, that the clips could have been made with the help of deep fakes and AI. However, big homie has the perfect justification to make out these clips to be true. He was, rebutted with the possibility that they're fake. And amidst the fact there's been a lot of allegations and there seems to be different celebrities and videos exist. Shedding light on the issue, big homie said, so I've seen some stills, tapes being shot. It's kind of hard to fake CCTV footage simply because it's time-stamped. And because of the pixels in that camera, any AI footage, the pixels are way higher than a normal camera for sure. So you know you have to take that into consideration. So that being said, the allegation is, you know, it's landing Leo in some with some heat here and more controversy. But what remains to be seen is what the conclusions of all this turn out to be and whether these tapes allegedly in talks involve multiple celebs, whether they actually make their way out into the world or not. All right, we've got there's almost 3,000 watching live right now. I appreciate that, folks. We are going to go over to Captain Matthew Ho, H-O-H, ex-Marine, in 2 minutes. I am going to open the studio now and see if he's there waiting for us. Thank you for guys who've sent questions in. If you've sent questions in, I'm going to put them to Matthew. And otherwise, join us in the live and get your questions in. We've got about an hour with him before we go over to the Survivors broadcast. And the Paul Stevens event, where Paul Stevens' book managed to put away one of these monsters for hundreds of years. And they don't usually get that much time, do they? So it doesn't look like Matthew is in the box yet. Let me just make sure he's got the link. And a lot of you guys have been asking what happened to Ron's show. So our channel was targeted by the dark forces, and we had to take Ron's shows down. So, you know, we appreciate all the love and support for Ron. He's had to take a few days off, but he's coming back with a vengeance. And we have got a new lineup of shows for him next week. So don't worry about that. We are all good. And let me just make sure. I'm just going to send Matthew the link right now. We're all good. But we've just got to make sure when guests come on, they don't use certain words, because when certain words are used, it allows the dark forces to target us. And, you know, sometimes people put in the chat, why aren't you saying it the full word for this and that? Why you're censoring people, you're censoring things. It's not a case of that. It's a case of, we're lucky to be able to report on these things. And we have to navigate it extremely carefully. It's treacherous waters indeed. Let me just resend him the link. So I think we've got Beverly coming back. We're trying to get Misha to come back. We're trying to get Misha to come back and speak to Jen, my partner, and Beverly. That is the game plan. So it's going to be all female energy. There'll be no interruptions. We are speaking to Misha right now. We're guaranteeing, you know, it's just going to be Jen and Beverly, if Beverly's up for it. And that will enable Misha to answer all of your questions, because tons of your questions came in, and she was doing great answering the questions with me. Let's see. Just going to message Shane real quick. We're at 8 o'clock right now, so Matthew should be coming in any minute. So put a one in the chat if you would like Misha to come back on, speaking with Jen and speaking with Beverly, who is a healer, a remote viewer, and which of Ron's shows were removed, all of his daily shows. All of Ron's daily shows were removed. Yeah. All right, so Matthew is with us right now. He's just joined. And let me I'm going to end this stream and it will customize over. It will customize over for you guys. If it doesn't customize over, which means at the end of this video, it'll throw up the video with Matthew in. Just click on the channel link. It will show that I'm live and it will take you directly to it. Matthew's just got back from Gaza. I've just read his blogs. And it's quite incredible what he does, speaking out about the deep state and the manipulation by the military-industrial complex. So I hope to see some of you in a minute and get your questions ready. Thanks for tuning in. See you shortly. Thank you.